Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. As we discussed in our recent episodes on brain and head theft, many ancient peoples found supernatural significance in the human head. Myths and legends told of heads that still retained life and could perhaps be used as instruments of communication with realms beyond. One such people were the ancient Celts, an early Indo-European people who spread over much of Europe between the 2nd millennium BCE and the 1st century BCE. Their ideas concerning the human head were long interpreted as a, quote, cult of the head, and tales of Celtic headhunting were long noted by historians. But as Ian Arment points out in the book Headhunting and the Body in Iron Age Europe, modern archaeologists have pushed back against this interpretation. Still, the Celts may have valued the head as the seat of human emotion and power. Many a stone head can be found in the British Isles, heads that show little sign of having ever been attached to a stone body, though some are thought to have been made for mounting on wooden poles. As historian Dr. Brian Lacey told BBC News in 2010, the ancient Celts carved and preserved heads in various ways, and many have been unearthed, though many more imitation heads from the 18th and 19th centuries also exist. According to Lacey, true Celtic stone heads are rare, and Ireland has probably produced no more than 100 of them. But one head, the so-called Corlick head, found in County Cavan, stands out as a masterpiece. This Iron Age stone artifact is especially notable because it has not one face, but three, seemingly related to the sacred properties of the number three in Celtic cosmology, visible in the Triskelion and other Celtic motifs. Is it the head of a god, a watcher, a monster, a protector? Is it meant to represent something about the human soul? It remains a mystery. The Corlick head, along with other stone heads, is currently in the National Museum of Ireland in Dublin. Here, its six eyes continue to stare out across the centuries. Tune in to additional installments of The Artifact each week, hosted by either Joe or myself. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.